in the dressing room, in the stands, I imagine, in the pubs, in the cars, everywhere. You know, this is what you're in football for nights like this. It's, I keep saying it's a big result for us tonight, and a great effort for the patience of everybody. You know, the punters stayed with us. Nobody, well, I don't think, left early, and I'm glad that they didn't, because it's a great finish to, I think, an entertaining night of football.
Such a calm finish as well from the big man.
Yeah.
Surprising or not so much?
Well, he's scored, and you know, he's a good player. We're a bit disappointed that, you know, especially when a team sits that deep on you, that you need to get the first goal to get them to come out and play, but they didn't, which I totally understand with the recent record that they've got. So it was up to us to break them down, and at the times we did, we should score, and I think that all important first goal completely changes the nature of the game. But we kept going, we kept patient. We kept moving the ball about the pitch, we kept switching it, we kept making them run and overloading and tiring them. And we were just one pass, I always felt, one pass and one cross and the finish off scoring it. I mean, that sounds pretty simple, but you know, you have to produce that little bit of quality to get yourself in front, and obviously we did at the death.
Incidentally, it was Paul Coote with the vital assist. Yeah. Just how pleased were you when he was past fit tonight?
Yeah, I mean, he's a big player for us. We've lost a couple of players, important players, in Freeman and Duffy. So we've had to change the team. But I thought the players that have come into the team have done every well. I think we've had solid performances all over the pitch all night. And we've created chances. We've possibly not taken them as what we should have, but sometimes you go through these little periods that you're not really punishing teams, but we'll get back to it with the quality that we've got. But they just kept going, and they just had a belief. They stuck to the plan. We kept moving the ball from side to side. We kept overloading. We kept moving their defence around, and we got into positions where we always knew that if we did find that last little bit, then we could score. And obviously, Paul with the final pass has shown that he's quality.
The second team's come here then in 4 days and leave the pitch with nine men. How are your views on the challenges tonight?
I think, you know, I think looking at the both games, you know, I see that the Jim O'Brien one got overturned, which I can understand now a little bit. But we're still, Danny Lafferty's in a great opportunity to score, and the two tackles, I think the sending's off, and the one in the corner was a mistimed tackle, which is a booking. And if he's wasting time, like, you know, and I understand the professionalism of the opposition, because they have to and they want to do that, that's up to them. But he gets booked for time wasting, and then he puts himself in a dodgy position, and any mistimed tackle like it was in the far corner is going to result in a yellow card and obviously then down to nine.
Chris Brass's side clapped off tonight by our fans here at Bramall Lane. What did you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, they've got pride. The manager has got pride to not come here and get rolled over. That's why he's had a career, and all their players, you look through their players, and they've got, you know, some really good players that, you know, 6 weeks ago had won game after game, and the manager got manager of the month. So regardless of their injuries, they've still got some quality players out on the pitch. So it was a stubborn opposition that we were up against. As I said, I thought, you know, they sat in, and we had to work hard to break them down. But the closer you get to the end of the game, the more you believe that it's going to be your night. And you know, maybe they thought that towards the end, and I totally understand that, and their reaction at the end would be one of, I suppose, you know, devastation. But you know, I'm been in the game long enough to know that being on the end of stuff like that, so you have to only worry and care about your own team, and that's what we're doing.
Finally then, Chris, from me, 14 unbeaten now. Big game on Saturday, like you say, that will take care of itself in terms of the motivation. So how pleased are you overall then that these fixtures against the so-called lesser clubs in the league, you know, you've maintained?
Yeah, definitely. These are the games you have to look out for, but they're all difficult because, you know, Bury were what, second in the league, so nothing's won on paper, nothing's given to you at the start. And I thought the motivation levels of the players was great. You know, we won headers, tackles and played. We're just not getting his noses in front early enough to take the game away from the opposition. But I said, sometimes give the opposition some credit, but we move on quickly. Seven wins on the spin at home is fantastic, and we understand the challenge that's going to be ahead of us on Saturday. But backed by over 3,000 supporters, you know, we'd like to continue it into obviously the next weekend.